This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's Tuesday. We're here in the Duck Call Room. Look, if you're new to the channel, be sure you subscribe. Hit that little button up there. And while you're at it, go ahead and tap the one that looks like a bell so that you get notifications. Okay, there you go. Because once we hit 40,000, somebody, one lucky subscriber, hey, it may be me.
Get to Zoom.
We'll get to Zoom. Zoom with Uncle Si. You'll get 15 minutes with Si. I'll promise you I'll make him wear a better shirt than he's wearing today.
Oh, no. Hey, and, this is my favorite shirt here, buddy.
You know, Si.
The coroner's last ride.
I'll pull my truck around and let you change oil in it when we get done. No, but anyway.
Wipe his hands on it.
Yeah, you wipe your hands on it, wipe your plate with it, do
something. Somebody's going to get shot, they wipe their hands on this T-shirt, buddy.
Especially if it's overnight. But anyway.
I started to bring my 45.
I'm glad you didn't.
That's youtube.com/duckcallroom, all one word. Like, subscribe, comment. Let us know what you like that we talk about. Let us know what you don't like. And we may take it into, you know, we'll put it under formal review.
Formal review.
And
you know what I got? I got a bunch of wonder.
Wonder.
A wonder?
Yeah, I wonder what the sidekick cool kids are doing.
I wonder who be do.
That ain't much, JC.
I'm sorry.
That is a good gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So I know, yeah. Go ahead.
Mother's Day
for
just
a gag
happened.
Gift, I guess it'd be all Mother's,
right. Yeah, it's funny.
Mother's Day just happened, and who? Hold on, let me read the person's name. Sarah and her husband, Logan, they love the podcast because we make them laugh and giggle. And okay. So they sent us a book called Awkward Family Photos, full of pictures of awkward family photos. Si, have you ever taken an awkward family photo?
Hey.
Every photo you've
ever taken. I think every photo I've ever been in is awkward. Awkward. My whole family is awkward.
And some coasters, too, and it's actually
how you think
hysterical.
I end up
where What's
I
the
am?
Coasters look? Throw me a coaster.
Here you go. So that's the one you need to look at.
Lord.
You can.
Hey!
Hey,
did you get that one?
I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I
need a baseball, but hey, a coaster had to do it, boys.
It's staying there.
Why are you trying to delete it, Gavin?
There was a man in a leopard speedo on that one. I apologize. Here's a kid holding a clarinet.
Hey,
direct.
Good guy. Hey. I just have a thousand boys.
I have a question.
Hey, look.
Who thought this was a good idea? Like,
that guy?
The photographer or the guy? Like, oh, I got something for
it's
you.
It's time to party. Hey, here's a man with a snake.
Hey, it's time to party.
I'm pretty good at throwing coasters. Hey.
Or is this Joe Exotic senior portrait? Like, is that where we're at?
Where is Joe Exotic?
No, that's
I'm guessing jail.
Is he still in jail?
I can't even think of the guy's name. He's a crazy comedian.
Joe Exotic.
No.
Carrot Top?
No, the guy that played in the movie.
Oh, hold on.
That guy. Yeah, the comedian in the movie. Yeah.
Let me show y'all something. Look, we got Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin.
Look at both.
On a coaster. There it is right there.
On a coaster, boys. Hey.
Who are you? Jim Carrey? I don't
care. Hey!
Is that it?
I knew you'd get it.
That looks nothing like
Jim
Carrey.
Jim Carrey's a nut.
He said
he is a nut.
Yeah, he is a nutcase. I'm telling you.
What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie, Si? Like
the one where he was... I can't even think of the stupid name of it, but he's always doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, the one where he wore the mask. Oh. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. Doing stupid, like you Dumb and Dumber.
Oh yeah, everything he done was stupid in the movie.
What about the Truman Show?
He was chasing animals. The animals was chasing him.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, one or two. Yeah, both.
The first time me and my wife ever hung out, we watched Ace Ventura 2 together.
That's right. Hey.
That's how you get them, young men.
I like the series of unfortunate events.
The what? Huh?
Series of unfortunate events.
Series of unfortunate.
Is that a movie?
Jim Carrey was in it.
I'll have to look it up.
I never saw it.
Never saw it either. I did find out Joe Exotic is currently being housed at the Federal Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
Huh.
But it's like a hospital prison.
Oh.
Joe's not doing well. Joe, if you're listening. We wish you well. We hope you get out and find the answers you're searching for.
To all your problems.
Because there's a couple of them. I miss 2020 sometimes. That was a good week, the week of Joe Exotic. We always go back to Tiger King.
That was good. I just...
It was a fantastic television program.
It was a fantastic podcast. Because I listened to that before they ever come out with that.
It made me the most nervous when the Duck Commander T-shirt showed up in
which time?
It was a couple.
Yeah, man, that was our fan base there.
Hey, and that's not saying anything about you guys.
No, but I. But
there's a couple of you out there that got a little Joe Exotic in you.
And I'll be honest, if I drive down the interstate and I see a sign that says Exotic Tiger Park, I'm gonna pull in. I mean, that's cool.
I like the alligator parks.
The alligator parks are cool. Like,
did I don't remember if we discussed this. And we need to bring it up. Si, did you see, we have a park here, Caroli Park, for children. Did you see the alligator that they caught in Caroli Park?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah. No, but we talked about it the other day because he said he was going to send you to go get him.
Oh, we did talk about it?
Uh-huh.
I'm still hung up on it, people. I can't.
He's still hung up on Caroli Park, boys.
Off of the fact that
they've got a gator over there.
Well, don't
like.
Hate on that gator.
Well, they can't catch him till September.
J.D., I won't let you ride him.
You want to let me to ride? And
he ain't big enough for JD to ride.
I'm a big boy.
Oh.
No.
Also, I've gained weight.
I thought it was a big one.
No, it's like a 5-6 footer. Yeah.
I mean, boy, you need 20 footer.
He found that stock trout pond at Caroli Park and said, buddy, I have died and gone to heaven here. Hey, groceries everywhere.
It's a jackpot.
Not only are the groceries, but this prettiest rainbow and browns.
Yeah, all of them. Until the water hits about 75 degrees, and then they just come belly up.
That's right. Then they float to the top. Trout ain't much.
Caroli Park didn't post about it.
It's the West Monroe PD that did.
West Monroe PD, okay. Yeah. Thank you, West Monroe
Everybody
Police
got all been out of shape?
I mean, there were just some panicked mothers.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. I mean, it's just an alligator, for crying out loud.
There was an alligator.
An alligator is dangerous when children and dogs are around water.
Yeah.
Stampede.
That's it, boys.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I'm still trying to find it.
Still trying to.
Alligator. If you type, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe I dreamed it.
No, it happened. Because I knew the cop that was sitting on top of him.
Here it is. Oh, yeah, there's a police officer sitting on top of him.
Yeah, it's Chris Place, isn't it? I think it's his
name.
I went to high school with him.
He's protecting and serving.
Yeah.
He is the Alligator Whisperer. Well, thank you, Corporal, the Alligator Whisperer, for protecting our children. And he really did wrestle that thing.
Hey, uh-huh.
He's holding it by the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to send that over to the producer people. That way they have it.
That way that everybody can know what we're talking
about. Yeah, because we're really just rambling here.
Yeah. Si, do you remember any strange animals in parks growing up? Like, you worked at a golf course. Did y'all ever have any strange critter?
No, I wish I would have worked the one in New Orleans. It's a classic they have every year.
They had
a three-legged gator. He had one arm that was another gator that ate half his arm off, front arm off.
That must be the same one that got Chubbs.
No, look, he'd be walking. His arm ain't touched the ground.
They call him Stub.
Hey, I don't know.
Or they call him Tripod.
But he was a big old gator, though. I know that.
Was he?
Yeah.
What, the one that ate the leg or the one that survived it?
Both of them.
Yeah, all those both.
I figured the one that ate the leg was bigger than the one that lost the leg.
That's crazy. Think something that big losing a leg and what it takes to rip that off.
No, no, yeah.
And if you type in three-legged alligator, they're Missouri Classic.
It showed them during the Classic walking on the stupid fairway.
Why's the fairway got to be stupid, man?
Because Si never plays from the fairway.
Hey, I want to go from tees to greens, boys.
Happy Gilmore over here.
The forest green.
That's right, par 3.
Yeah, he drives it, can't find it, walks up to the green, drops one, putts,
and
calls
it
good.
In there, boys.
That is a really big three-legged alligator.
It is.
I feel like y'all are really missing out a lot by me not being able to show my computer.
It shows you. Look, I like the way he walks.
Oh, man.
That's so cool the way he done it.
How old? And they named him Tripod.
Yeah.
The video says, how old is Tripod?
Yes.
Hey, I know one thing. He's a big old boy. Hey.
Yeah.
That sucker's a big old
boy. How many people are Googling Tripod right now?
Tripod. Go to look. The PGA Tour tweeted it on April 27th, 2018.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that you just remembered that so well.
No. Hey. You won't forget a three-legged alligator.
We didn't see the three-legged alligator when we played in the Zurich Classic. Me, Jason, Willie actually played in the Pro Am. We didn't see.
I seen him because I watched it on television.
Yeah. Me, Jason, Willie.
He was the spotlight of the day.
11 foot long.
That's it. 11 footer, boys. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's kind of you ride, JD.
I wouldn't be as nervous. I could get away from one with three legs. As long as it's not in the water.
No. You're biting off more than you can chew here, son.
Well, if he
in
bit
other words,
me,
you're
he'd
letting
be
your
off
mockingbird mouth overload your little alligator rear end.
I thought it was a hummingbird rear end.
There's all kinds of ways to say it.
Oh, I know. Okay. All right.
I'd never heard of that saying.
That's the end of a rambling first segment here on the Duck Call Road.
We got a new segment coming up today.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good.
With that, are we ready to take a break?
I think we are. Are you?
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Well, after these messages, we'll
be right back.
After this, we'll be right back.
I'm barefooted.
Why are you barefooted?
Because I can.
Did you walk in here barefooted?
Sound logic.
Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, that is a bare foot.
On the table.
And it more resembles a stump than it does
a
foot.
I was just gonna say, you need.
You ain't got no arch.
You need to wash them things, son. Huh?
You don't have no arch to your foot, Hammer.
No.
That thing's flat.
Flat as a flitter.
Hey.
I mean that.
Flat as a what?
It's all the weight. That's what's flattening it.
Time and pressure?
Yeah, time and pressure, boy.
Look at that. That duck sit flat on that foot.
Flat on it. I'm talking about.
Godwin, you're a size ring neck hen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ring neck hen.
Yeah.
Ring neck hen, boy.
Walk through that aisle. What they got. What size are you, sir? About the size of a ring neck hen.
About the size of a ring neck
hen. I'm sure all the shoe salesmen know. But apparently you don't need a shoe salesman. You just go barefoot.
Why does this man need shoes?
Why are you barefoot? Do you like being barefoot?
It's summertime.
Yeah. I don't like wearing
shoes. In the day when we was kids and we went barefoot all the time.
Tell us about
it. We could actually step on glass and it wouldn't even cut our feet. That's how tough our feet were.
Try it now.
Oh no.
Why is that? I go barefooted all the time. My feet ain't that tough. I get on them rocks. I'm tiptoeing,
rocks,
you know.
Rocks, hot pavement, all that.
I used to run down a gravel road. Now, no.
I wear socks on the beach. I don't like being barefooted. You don't wear socks
on
the
beach? That don't surprise
me.
At the beach.
Yeah, just put ankle socks on. That way it doesn't get all the – I don't like sand.
I wear flip-flops.
What?
I knew that fella was weird. He went to talking about his bathroom last time.
Most people go to the beach to get naked. JD, he goes and puts clothes on.
Yeah.
Wait, you go to the nude beach?
Well, why else?
I'm telling you, it'll.
Most people go to the beach to get naked, JD. Not put on socks or ankle socks.
I ain't ever been to that beach.
I ain't been to the naked beach either. But I wear a swimsuit and then like a hoodie. And then I put socks on.
Then why go
Do you wear this outfit?
This is a great beach.
Why don't you just sit inside?
Because I don't want to get sunburned.
Oh, that's what I'm so sit inside.
Why go
stay inside?
Open the window, look at the beach, and sit
like
there in your underwear.
No, I like the water.
Why did you?
You like to go wade around everybody else's urine?
At the beach? That's a.
Where else do they take a leak?
I mean, it's big enough to where it's diluted at that point. No, but like you go get in the water, then you put all your clothes back on, but you keep your socks on because I don't like, you know, when you get in the ocean water, then you walk onto the beach and it's all stuck to your feet. I don't like that. So I invented socks on the beach, which is a great.
So what do you do with those socks? Throw them away? I mean you can't keep them.
Yeah, you can.
How?
You run them back.
I give up.
He goes to the beach, okay, so that he can swim in the public's pee.
That's exactly right.
Does nobody else go to the beach? Do you not get in the water when you go to the beach? Godwin goes to the beach all the time.
Yeah, but I ain't wearing no socks.
He's barefooted.
Well, you're barefooted right now.
I wear short-legged breeches, and sometimes I take my shirt off.
I've seen you take your shirt off.
Yeah.
I mean, I take my shirt off when I'm in the water, but I don't like getting sunburned.
I got lots of questions.
Socks
on a beach, $1,200 toilets. There's all kinds of things. Well, you don't want to accidentally run into a shell. I mean, is that?
I just don't like sand.
So then, why go to the beach?
Yeah. Then why do you go to the beach?
Other people like sand. I like the ocean.
What does that got to do with you going to the beach?
I don't like the sand around my chair.
There's a really cool thing called a swimming pool. Maybe you ought to try it out.
No, yeah. No, I'm way more into swimming pools, for sure. Swimming pools are way better than the beach.
I got the
hillbillies.
It's just.
The California hillbillies call them cement ponds.
There you go.
Pools.
I like a swimming pool.
Oh, my goodness.
But the beach, I mean, there's just too much sand.
I think you and Goblin may be getting to know each other a little more than he wants to be. Because now he's judging you hardcore.
Yeah, I could put like a blanket down, but you still got to get there. And the sand still
ain't right. Something ain't right over there.
Do you sit under an umbrella?
When it rains.
No, at the beach.
Well, why would you do that?
Everybody's got an umbrella at the beach. That's why they're called beach umbrellas.
Right, beach umbrella.
Well, how you gonna get the sun?
I have a healthy respect.
He don't go there for the sun.
I'm against the sun.
He don't go there for
nothing. He don't like the sun. He don't like the sand.
He's just going.
And he's going for one thing.
He likes to go have
ocean water.
Pleases woman. That's the only reason he's there.
That's too.
The only reason.
That and the kids.
I went to one beach one time, though. I was like, hey, we got the Washita River. I'm not going to say the name of the beach. It's in Alabama. And I was like, hey.
Gulf Shore, probably?
Turn right.
Turn right.
That'd be down there by the fort.
Yeah, maybe that one. And I was like, this water. I was like, we just go back to the Washita River and call it good.
Now, that's the way I felt first time I rolled up on Grand Isle, Louisiana. You ever been there?
I haven't been to Grand Isle.
The sand, not white. The water, not blue. It just has sand and water.
And it's muddy.
Oh, is it muddy?
Grand
Isle's muddy.
Uh-huh.
It's the
In other words, the gar hole.
How close is it to the mouth of the Mississippi?
It's right down
there. It's right down there close.
It's where Highway 1 starts or ends, however you want to look at it.
It's a gar hole.
No, it ain't a gar. Because you can go down there to the
docks. Well, hey, shark hole then.
Well, yeah. But look, you can go down there to the docks where all the shrimp boats come in. And just buy your shrimp straight from their boat. So it's not a gar. You eat fantastically in Grand Isle.
Okay, if you go get fresh shrimp,
not frozen.
It ain't a gar hole.
They scoop it out of the hull of the boat and like, how much you want? 10 pounds? Bop. It's good.
I used to have a guy who would drive here like once every 2 weeks from Grand Isle with shrimp.
Yeah.
They were
excellent.
And
and they were the size of like, my face.
There's a gas station in Grand Isle proper. Mm. Got some fantastic fried chicken, too.
Uh-oh. I love fried chicken at gas stations.
Especially gas station fried chicken. Yeah.
We should do
it. Y'all want to get on that gas station fried chicken bag?
Yeah, I would.
In a heartbeat.
My favorite gas station.
Boudin balls.
Fried chicken got shut down from COVID.
Them things are good.
No, they ain't no good.
Boudin balls?
No.
You don't like boudin?
No.
Really?
No.
Why?
Now, I like shrimp, but boudin, that's out.
He's out on that. You like them blue crabs they catch down there?
I'm not big on
those. Soft shell.
I like the soft shell. Yeah. And didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Why don't you like boudin?
He likes the soft shell.
I don't like nothing that, if you can, stick a knife in it and it squirts out meat, no.
So you don't like sausage?
If it does what I said, no.
squirts out.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I can't eat
boudin. Boudin's weird. Do you eat hog head cheese?
Nope.
That stuff's so good.
No, oh, you're disgusting.
That stuff's so good.
I like cheese, but I mean, no. Hog head, nope.
He's off of hog head cheese.
I need to know from our listeners, do any of you people eat hog head cheese?
I hope so, because that stuff is good.
A bunch
of
them. It
is so gross. I threw up in that restaurant that one time.
Incorrect. It is not gross.
No, I threw up in the restaurant.
Though. That is correct.
Willie,
if you ever watch it being made, yeah,
that don't surprise me.
No, Willie said he took this huge piece of hog head cheese in a restaurant, and I was like, I ain't eating that crap. And he was like, I'll give you $300 if you can eat the whole thing. And I just did the best I could, and then I ended up puking on the last bite.
Oh, excuse me.
It was disgusting. Yeah, I felt like that.
Bring it up again. We'll vote on it.
I figured he was going to order Kraft macaroni and cheese. That's more his style.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, just because I wear socks on the beach don't mean I don't know how to cook. And I eat fancy.
Lots of chicken nuggets around there. Is that what
you can look at?
Get out of there. Get out of there.
And the frozen. Coming out of a box.
He knows how to cook.
Shaped like a dinosaur.
Yeah. And he knows how to eat.
There ain't too many people don't know how to work a microwave.
Now I feel personally. You can make fun of socks on the beach. You can make fun of my toilet. You cannot make fun of me and what I eat. Because I've actually...
Oh, he's a connoisseur.
I've been called a food snob more than once.
Right. You've also been called a Roomba.
And I've also been called a Roomba. I'm not afraid. If it's good, I'm going to clean you out of it. But no, I know how to cook.
He's also been called a garbage disposal.
I've been called a lot of things. But
that's right.
No, we made some Pioneer Woman stuff on Monday night. It was fantastic.
Pioneer Woman stuff?
The Pioneer Woman is, if you don't know how to cook, go get a Pioneer Woman cookbook, and she will teach you how.
Okay.
She's a great teacher. Okay. I hope the Pioneer Woman listens to us. I'm going to go out on a limb and say she doesn't. But, lady, if you do, I love you. Thank you for all those recipes.
You want to show her what they did to you?
Yeah. Well, and ever since all you people keep sending snacks in, I still keep getting bigger.
Get on that flank meat, sir.
That's right.
Get on that Pillsbury Doughboy here.
That flank steak over.
Put my helmet back.
Pudgy, boys, pudgy.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right
after these messages.
Defines good and bad news.
Yeah.
Most of the news is bad. It's why we don't talk about the news on the podcast.
That's right.
Well, controversy, you're interchanging the term news with politics now.
Oh, well, that's whoa, all. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, I'm saying that's
he
all.
He said
that
the P word. Everybody.
That's all that exists on the news. So.
Oh, well, we're.
You want to know some real news? Big windstorm come through here yesterday.
Ooh,
remember
yeah.
when that stuff used to make the news? Now you don't even hear about
that
it.
That was the news. That's the local news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, locally, that's
how big was the windstorm to come through?
I don't know. It big.
You slept through it, didn't you?
Did you sleep all the way through?
I just heard all the rumbling.
Yeah, it was rough. It knocked down a couple of trees at my grandparents' house.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's pretty rough.
I thought after the two hurricanes last year, every tree that wanted to fall had fallen.
Yeah.
But
nope.
There was two more that said, I'm done. So, you know, yeah.
I've withstood it all I'm going to take.
Yep. I've had all I can stand.
That's right. I've had all I can stand.
Well, what you got, Sean? What do you consider news?
I've been reading the news. I'm trying to, you know, grow since
well, give us something that's entertaining.
So your belly.
Oh well, this
we're
one's
patiently.
Your belly
waiting.
Been hurting,
like the ketchup bottle.
Well, ain't that when you read the news on the toilet?
I am gonna put that awkward family photo book by the toilet because that just looks like a good time.
In your house?
No, in there.
Oh.
That's just the Duck Commander toilet. But no, I we're just going through the news.
All right, what you got?
I just went through all the trending topics, but this one interests me. And I want to hear, Si just had 50 years of wedding bliss.
Bliss.
Blissful
marriage. Blissful marriage.
Capital B.
Capital B. Then that doesn't mean he's a billionaire. But speaking of billionaires.
I'm far from it.
Bill and Melinda Gates, after 27 years of marriage, are getting a divorce.
Hmm.
27 years.
Was that
$130 billion? Dollars.
$130 billion? That's what he's worth?
Well, I guess half that.
I was just going to say, because, hey, she's fixed to clip him pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure Bill is sad about that.
But, hey, I know.
He's still going to be a billionaire.
I know. What are you going to do with, what, $137 billion? cut that in half.
Si, what would you do with $137 billion?
Probably the same thing I'm doing with what little bit I got in my checking account.
Be the mayor of Philpott Road, you know, baby.
I bet Philpott would actually be fixed, though.
Yeah.
I bet you'd be able to drive down it without having to
replace
your shocks every 3 months.
Look, we do too much logging in Louisiana.
Too much logging.
Yeah, because that's why the road, you're going down there and you just, it's like you fall off of a hole.
I'm going to be honest. I wish they'd do a little bit more and drive that price of lumber down. Good grief.
Yeah, wow.
No. See, that don't make any sense. It ain't no supply and demand that drives the price up, because there's more trees laying on the ground in Louisiana right now.
There's two in my yard.
Okay, and this one's high on a cat's back.
Oh, if I could piece up that oak tree that fell in my yard yesterday, I'd be a gazillionaire at the price of lumber right now.
You'd be like Bill Gates.
I wouldn't be quite there, but I'd be able to buy some Dogecoin.
I could survive if I was just a billionaire. One.
You could survive? You could make that work?
Yeah, I can make
it work.
Do
you think your marriage could have worked with $1 billion?
Probably not.
Oh, so you're saying that might have ruined it.
Oh, no. Yeah, because, hey, look.
That's too much money.
Well, hey.
We get a lot of marriage advice
for
this.
Most handle money.
Huh.
What happens?
He says most people can't handle
money. Most people don't know how to handle money. Why do you think they say that's the root of all evil?
I'm going to be honest with you. If I had $130 billion, there's a pretty good chance I'd be dead right now. I mean, I'm just tearing down a wall here because I'd have done something stupid. By this point.
See what I'm talking about?
Dumb.
I just said they don't know how to deal with money.
I mean, you got $130 billion. That just leads you down the road to doing something stupid.
No, it is, because I had an uncle.
Like learning how to fly a helicopter. Yeah,
No.
Si's got an uncle.
No, and it ruined his life.
Yeah.
Okay, him and his brothers saved up enough money that they wildcatted in the oil field. And unfortunately, they drill one and it blew the top of the derrick out. And then they was instant millionaires. Well, now, hey, here's a country boy redneck that was born poor as a snake, okay? Him and his family. And then all of a sudden, when he's like in his 30s, he's an instant millionaire. Well, just like he said, here comes stupidity.
Yeah. Because now you can afford to be stupid.
You can do real stupid.
No. Yeah, you can get ignorant.
Yeah. Okay. You can be like, hey, I just saw this cool airplane, kid. I'm going to build my own airplane and fly. Yeah, boom. Yeah. I mean, there's
all kinds of things. Hey, there's a death in the family.
Yeah.
Hey, he don't know nothing about aircraft.
Yeah, but I mean, you're like, I got all this money. I might as well do something with it.
I'm just saying.
I'd go on vacation.
Would you wear socks when you went to the beach?
No, he'd have somebody towed him.
He'd have somebody carrying it.
Yeah.
Like a four-wheeler. That way you don't have to touch the sand.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Well, that was just an interesting one to me, seeing as how you've made it. But, you know, you 50 years. We've been talking about that a lot. That's impressive.
It is. I'm at 10 years.
Here's the key to marriage.
Let's hear it. Yes,
if you ain't struggling, you're going to be divorcing.
That's deep, homie.
I like that.
I'm serious. If you're not struggling just to scratch by, you end up divorced.
I'm going to tell a story.
Let's tell a story.
You want to get real? I got yelled at by my wife this morning, and I walked out and closed the door, didn't even say goodbye. And then, like,
I broke down and cried like a baby.
No, I didn't. I was mad. Because I was in trouble, and she was blaming me for something that wasn't. I didn't do it.
Well.
And so then I did call and apologize later. On the road to Home Depot, I was like, hey, my bad. I got too mad there, but why'd you have to say that? And then she apologized. Yeah. And so, you know, it is.
Well, you like that old Airedale dog, JD.
What's that about? I'm a lot smarter than I look, boy.
You're a lot smarter than you look, because you learn to do the one thing most people don't learn to do.
Good on you for calling and not texting.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I got all the way down Arkansas Road before I said, I guess I'll call.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I said,
because
I was hot when I left the house. But, baby, I love you. Anyway.
That's funny.
I got some good news now. That was weird news, but I thought that'd be worth talking about. A lot of money.
But, I mean, before we talk about marriage, Bill Gates.
Let's go.
I'm just curious. If you've put in 27 years of work.
That's a good point, too.
How do you then decide, no, That's, I mean, 27 years.
It finally? No, no.
That's a quarter of a century of work.
No. Well, how many years are you? You're 30-something.
32.
So 5 years ago, you and Paula just said, no, I'm good.
No, we ain't doing it.
I know that. Thank you. But that's, I'm just saying, just think back 5 years ago if y'all would have just said, no, I'm good. 27 years.
Yeah, I've done put up with you for this long.
And vice versa.
And then all of a sudden, we're just going to look and say, you know, I don't even like you.
They wasn't invested in each other.
Well, I mean, does it not probably come back to where the focus in their marriage probably was?
Yep.
I mean,
boys, we're hitting on all
cylinders. I'm just saying.
That's why I had said if you're not struggling, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you're struggling, you're trying to fight this crap together.
I'll tell you
something. If you're not, then you're going your own different ways on all different things.
Yeah.
And that's why finally they're just going to come up and say, well, good, this. I've been with you for 27 years. I've had enough of you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think, you know, probably part of the problem is you would look at it and say, well, you know, it wasn't financial, but maybe the financial was the problem. Maybe the B was the focus. Maybe the $130 billion was the center of their marriage
and
not.
Hey, from experience, I've known a lot of millionaires in the Army when I didn't have nothing. Okay, and they was the most miserable people I'd ever been around in my life, because all they was worried about was just what you're talking about. That's their whole focus was on what they had.
How to add another M.
Yeah. Why? How can I get more?
Yeah.
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 I mean, you got the world right now. What do you mean? What do you mean? What else can I get?
Yeah.
No, it just, you know, your focus is wrong. That's why I was saying if you're struggling. Your focus is, you know, if you can't pay the bills, yeah, your focus is on we got to do something.
We got to pull together.
Yeah, we got to do something to fight this.
Yeah. Oh, I can dig it. Yeah. No, I can dig that. That's just, it's just interesting to think about, especially because I'm in a few weeks, will be married for 6 years. Then, you know, I mean, you don't think I
ain't ever talked.
You don't ever think I ain't.
Have you had a blast? Have you had a blast?
Huh?
Have you had a blast?
I have had a blast. I've had a good time.
And, that's why when I
but I've also me. I also recognized after the first year to embrace the struggles that come along with marriage instead of like fight the struggles. Embrace it knowing that it makes your marriage that much stronger.
It's like, coming. It's coming. Yeah, this is all coming.
It's give and take. You gotta invest in each other.
Yeah.
There was something I did early on in our marriage. Paula told me later she really appreciated it. We had a big fight. Well, I guess our first big fight, and I guess it stemmed from my parents divorced, and I was like, now I'm married, I ain't getting a divorce.
And I ain't letting it happen to me.
But we had that fight, and I said, look, it's okay for you to be mad. We'll talk about it in private. She went and got on the couch. She's going to her mama's. I said, there ain't no going to mama's. There ain't no going getting on the couch. I said, we're going to sleep in the same bed. It's okay to be mad. We'll talk about it in the morning. And usually, it diffuses the situation a lot. But she said she appreciated that. So we made a pact, even though we're mad, we're going to sleep in that same bed at night.
And there ain't no kicking you to the couch or the other bedroom or none of that.
No going on the couch, no going to mama's.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be honest with you, though.
To yourself.
I sleep on that couch sometimes. But that's just because duck season rolls around. I fall asleep there and I wake up.
My dad slept on the couch all the time. It's just because we were afraid to wake him up.
Yeah, Brittany's like, I tried to wake you up. I'm like, nah, just let me go. It's fine. But anyway, well, who knew we'd have got there? But I'm glad we did, because you never know. There could be listeners struggling.
We've had people ask for marriage advice.
Yeah.
So I found it just interesting that you would think people that had no worries in the world, 27 years, just went back on vows they made.
And then you start, and then you get to the point about, I wonder what caused it.
So I'm about to say something I thought I'd never say. Thank you, Bill Gates. Let's take a break.
All right, thanks for providing the deep conversation here in the duck call room.
Yeah.
After these messages.
And we're back.
Well, thanks, Gavin. I appreciate you doing that.
We're back, baby.
Oh, well, Johnny D, that one was...
That was fun.
Who knew that news story would get us into that?
That was good stuff. So,
hey, let's chase another one. Marriage counseling 101, boys.
Let's chase another one. Well, so here's what I did this morning. I Googled good news because I was like, I kind of want to just see where the Bill and Melinda thing takes us.
He wanted to go positive, boys.
But we needed some good news.
That's right.
Positive. And CNN, surprisingly enough, gave me a good news story.
Oh, my goodness. The media has actually produced good news?
Good news right here. So it starts with bad news. We're in Ocean City, Maryland, and there was a big crash on a bridge. 8 cars or so.
Oh, I saw this.
You saw this? Yeah. This is an incredible story.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You're going to love this.
No, I know what he's talking about.
And so
the bad news is there's an 8-car crash on the bridge. Okay.
That's the bad news.
That's the bad news.
And here's the worst news. A 22-year-old little girl fell out of the car and off of the bridge. That's how bad the crash was. And she's in the water. Some old boy that wasn't in the wreck runs, jumps over off the bridge, doesn't know how deep the water is.
Hey, does the Tarzan.
Yeah. For real. And he goes into, he jumps 25 feet down. The water's only 5 foot deep. So he risked his, his life.
Yeah.
Gets down there, pulls the little baby out, saves her life. And then, you know what? He won't even let anybody know his name.
That's awesome.
The Good Samaritan.
That's cool.
That's a good man.
That's just a good story.
He's one of them Marvel characters.
That's cool. Yep. Captain America to the rescue, baby.
That's a good human.
The Good Samaritan. They're calling him the humble hero and the Good Samaritan.
I've often found in cases like that, though, whenever somebody's doing something good, it wouldn't have mattered if that water would have been 2 feet deep. He'd have been all right. It just seems that that's the way those kind of things worked out, because he jumped in there unselfishly to save this little kid. So there's it, you know, conspiracy people would say, boy, he's lucky. I'm going to say it's a good Lord putting a shield around him because he's doing the right thing.
I got chill bumps all over me, boys. Ooh.
He really does.
No, I'm serious.
I can see the bumps.
No, because just what he was saying, hey, that's the Almighty doing his thing.
Yeah. 100%. The Almighty put him there to go get that little girl.
Yep.
Because just how, if he'd have wanted to take that little girl, he could have.
Wow. Good grief.
But he put that fella there.
You got Si shaking.
He put that fella there to save that little girl, and that's pretty awesome. And I'm glad that that guy listened.
Oh, and, he just went
That's what I'm saying. And but he had to have the urge. And sometimes, you know, we've all had an urge to do something, then we back off of it. But he had the urge, and he went. So, whoop, gone, saved the girl. Now he doesn't want anybody to know his name. That's awesome.
That's cool. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I like being the guy. Like, I'd be like, look what I did, everybody. Like, maybe. Who knows? I haven't been in that situation. So it is cool that he's like, no. Don't worry about me. I'm cool.
I was just being good human.
I just doing what I felt needed to be done at the time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anybody?
That's good.
Want to jump off the bridge? I'm out.
And I say, I'm glad he did. I'm glad he was there, because I'd have got up to the edge probably. I'm not saying I wouldn't have ended up in the water, but I'd have looked at that 25 feet and said,
I would have needed to know.
When I went over the edge, I would be thinking, how cold is that water?
It's going to be cold.
And Johnny D would be thinking, this is going to hurt a lot worse than a bidet. Clench, baby, clench. I've jumped off enough bridges and rope swings to learn that.
When
to learn that trick. You clench.
Well, plus that high up,
it hurts.
That water is harder than you think it is.
Yeah, about like concrete.
Oh. Yeah, it's harder. Mm. Harder than you think it is.
Well, but me and heights don't really gee-haw anyway, because I've found, especially when I was heavier, I was even more scared of heights. I was like, I get up in that deer stand, I look down, I'm like, Oh, boy. Okay.
But
I lost a little weight and got a little bit of my agility back, so now it don't bother me near as much.
I don't like
Then I was just going to be a cinder block.
What's so cool about this, it reminds me of a story in the Freeport newspaper when I was a kid. You know, a mom looks outside and there's an 18-wheeler truck runs over her child. And the guy stops it. He had a heart attack or something. And it stopped and the kid's under the wheel. Well, she picks this tractor trailer up and pulls her child out from under it. She was about 115.
The woman did?
Yeah.
She picked the truck up?
She picked the truck up, pulled her kid out from under it.
That's amazing.
No. Between, and like she weighed 115, okay?
That's a miracle.
Adrenaline.
Between okay. The good Lord and adrenaline, she lifted that rascal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, adrenaline. That's why you were talking about, you know, that's one of them things that, okay, yeah, I'll give you a shot of this to get this done. Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
I've heard stories like that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, they had a picture of it. You know, this little girl, you know, she was like 22 years old.
That fight or flight response is real.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, adrenaline is an amazing thing. That's why some of our military people.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm a fighter. I ain't a flighter. I ain't ever run from much.
Yeah.
Now, I run from a purple tail nest. I learned my lesson about fighting them.
You're going to lose that fight.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a losing battle.
Well, I mean, you may win the battle, but win the war, but they're going to win the battle. Yeah. You get them.
They're going to wound you.
Oh, you're going to have little pop marks all over you. But, you know, that's about the only thing that'll send me running. Anything else, I'm like, let's fight it out. Let's do it.
Fight it out, baby. Hmm. All right. Hey, next news story.
Let's
dive into this one. This one is a little partial to my heart. Not because I've ever been pregnant or
you handpicked them, didn't you?
I just Googled. I just went down the list. I mean, I skipped some that I was like, that's not that great of news. All right, here's this one. Passengers help deliver premature baby on a flight to Hawaii. Lady's pregnant on a flight to Hawaii super early, 29 weeks. Like, oh no, this baby's coming. Three NICU nurses and a NICU doctor on the flight.
Just happened to be there.
On the plane.
Yeah. By coincidence, they're on that plane.
What in the world?
They was going on holiday.
I know, but like how perfect. Because I have vast experience in the NICU with my first son. He was there for 76 days. But that's besides the point. That's a long, boring, terrible story. But he's healthy now. But so NICU nurses hold a special place in my heart and NICU doctors. But I thought that story was just amazing that they're just flying. They're going to Hawaii for vacation. It's like, hold on. You got one more job to do. And the baby's fine.
Yep.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Women been having babies for years.
Scott was premature. His butt would fit in my hand.
Wow.
When he was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Carter was.
Yeah. So I'm like you, the people in that field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're heroes.
Yeah, they're cool-headed.
That's and awesome. Jay Stone's wife was premature, too. She was real small.
Yeah.
Anna was. Anna was like.
She's
like, big as a cat squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Carter was 4 pounds, so he was kind of big for the NICU, but she was
I'm just glad Godwin put it in perspective. Our listeners will know. She's about the size of a cat squirrel.
About the size of a cat squirrel.
Oh, cat squirrel size.
And you know, it takes about 10 of them to make a good gravy.
It does.
It is a good gravy too.
It wasn't supposed
That's
to be.
That's my favorite wild game, squirrel.
Oh, well, Si, look. Before we get off the news, I got to know one thing from you: is Dogecoin going to the moon?
It better.
It's what now?
It's what? What'd you say?
Dogecoin. Is it going to the moon?
It's like fake money that people buy that gets more expensive over time. I don't know. I made $500 yesterday.
Yeah, it probably will.
To the moon!
To the moon!
To the moon, boys!
After these messages.
All right, we're back. Look, Johnny D, we've been on the news.
Do you want... Okay, so I got... Oh, sorry.
I was going to tell everybody how to reach us. Look, hello@duckcallroom.com is the email address. If you've got thoughts, concerns, questions, nice things to say, whatever... Shoot us a note, hello@duckcallroom.com, and Johnny D's going to find something in there that we're going to talk about.
We got one email today that I really liked. I think it's going to take up our entire time.
Only one?
We had a lot, but there was one I really wanted to discuss in length. But it also goes with another news story I found about a Florida woman finding a cigarette in her Taco Bell. And I was like, that's disgusting. Speaking of cigarettes and your Taco Bell, though, Daniel of Branson, Missouri. You ever been to Branson?
Yes, I have.
I've been there.
Nice place. I hear that. I've never been there. He's a redneck living among hillbillies, and he's sad because there's no Popeyes to be found within 40 miles of his home.
Oh. I'd be sad, too.
I mean, how
no
bad
Popeyes.
Is no Popeyes. So he wants to know what Uncle Si and the boys' favorite fast food joints are and which ones need to be excommunicated.
Oh, really?
That's what Dan thinks. And I've got
favorite fast food.
Strong opinions.
I mean, to me, I'm just going to tell you the ones that you will find me go to. Chick-fil-A.
Amen.
Obviously.
Yep. Lord's Chicken. That's a good one.
Raising Cane's. I like them. Dang, Louisiana based, you know. Yeah. Popeyes, obviously. We've talked about that at length.
Praise the Lord.
Cigarette or not in your Taco Bell, I'm going to Taco Bell.
How much gross stuff do you think you've eaten?
Burrito.
A lot.
Burrito Supreme, baby. This with extra sour cream.
This person's acting surprised. They just were lucky enough to actually find said obstacle in their food. Hey. I have one rule about fast food. You don't open it.
You just
like,
eat it.
Don't look at it. Just eat it. You got it. Yeah. You know going into this, I may not want to know everything that it took to get it to right.
Well, at least it showed the picture of it. At least it wasn't lit and somebody had been smoking it. It was just
a new.
Cigarette. Yeah, it was a new cigarette.
Oh, so they could have taken it
somebody
out.
Somebody just it fell out of their pocket or
something.
Yeah,
he just leaned over to get some onions and it fell out. Yeah.
Either, but what if it fell from behind their ear and had that little ear sweat?
Well, especially on a busy day.
Yeah.
You know, a soggy cigarette.
Or perhaps their manager just come by and slapped it out of their mouth because they were going
to. I told you about smoking in here.
No. I'm going
to But I'm still going to go to Taco Bell and get that burrito. Supreme.
Yeah, the woman was sad because her child took a bite of the cigarette.
Yeah, well, at least she didn't smoke it. So.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. No, but those are probably my.
Those are your go-to.
Them were good ones.
Go-to. I like Arby's, but we got the meat.
Yeah.
I could live without it. Now, Philip better, if I were in charge, he better spend that Captain D's gift card quick.
I would just fix
that. Brisket. Brisket at Arby's.
Oh, brisket. I was still stuck on that brisket at Arby's.
They got good cheese sticks.
It's got that horsey sauce on it.
That's just one thing I cannot go.
Horsey sauce?
It's a fish place.
Yeah.
I will.
That's because we catch and eat all
I'm used to catching, cleaning and cooking my fish. Yeah.
The only fish place that I've eaten that I enjoy is the local one, like Catfish Charlie's, because they have that thin and crispy fish where they take like the catfish filet and butterfly.
Well, that and like you got crawfish.
And they get the mud out of it.
I mean, you see the live crawfish, then they boil them for you and put them on the table.
But I have one news story I want to share with Si. Yesterday at Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Oh.
Godwin knows about this one. Because all of us.
Where?
Lake Havasu, Arizona, yesterday.
Lake Havasu.
I like McDonald's.
Yes, listen to me, Si. Let me know. World record chinky pin caught yesterday.
We got an email about that.
6.3 pounds.
Well, I was going to say 5.
6.3.
Hold on.
Chinky pin?
Chinky pin.
Red ear.
And I know how much you love them, and you talking about cleaning and eating fish made me think about it. I've done forgot
a
that.
A 6-pound chinky pin.
Here you go.
There's your picture.
Of a man named Justin sent us a photo. Up. Hold on.
You wouldn't have to go fishing for a week.
About a bull.
They got them. What's them muscles in Havasu that starts with a Q?
Yeah, I don't know what the.
Wait, where did you say it was?
Lake Havasu, Arizona.
A quarter.
We're looking at something different.
Oh. This is something. That, hey, this is a 6-pound.
Red ear sunfish.
Yeah, that's chinky pin.
Yeah, that's him.
6.3 pounds, 17 inches long, 20. Yeah. This says in Waterford, Wisconsin. Yeah.
No.
No.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Lake Havasu.
Fake news.
Caught by Thomas. Hey, he's in the news.
Monster
for Sean.
Monster alert.
Wasn't it Havasu, Governor?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They got them
somebody just had
quadra
this
muscles.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big fish.
But that 6.3-pound chinky pin may be like that Black Panther that's been from North Carolina to
He's been all over
to Utah. Right.
No, yeah. It's the same pitching that's coming from everywhere.
There it is. Yeah.
West Virginia.
Lake Havasu. There it is right there. 6.3 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, we're looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, why did they say Wisconsin on there?
Because that's what the
dummies?
Internet does.
Okay.
Yeah. You bunch of dumbs.
Yeah. Hey. That's what the internet does.
I would eat a 6-pound chicken.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you.
It was the fisherman.
Do you ever eat the fish tails of the bread?
Oh, my gosh.
How good would a 6-pound fish tail
that
be?
Little, yeah. Hey, look, don't sleep on that little peck fin either if he gets left on
there. Tater
chip.
It'd be 6 pounds. Fish-flavored potato chip.
I just want to give all of our listeners a heads up. If you hear of a 4-plus-pound red ear sunfish, shell cracker, chinky pin, whatever you want to call it.
Mason Paula Park. Calls them chicken pins.
Chicken pins.
Chicken pins, boys.
He come from Arizona.
Yeah.
And he come from Lake Havasu because that's what they're known for.
That's where they grow them.
I need to go to Arizona.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to catch you a bull. Look, he drop shotted a night crawler on the bed, just like y'all do down there. Take drop shot, throw it on the bed. 6-pound chicken pin. 6 pounds.
That's big.
Giant.
Imagine how good that filet would be.
Humongous.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. You could have made 2 big sandwiches out of that.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Popeye's has a flounder sandwich right now, and I'm against it.
Flounders are.
That's a bull.
It's just
6
weird.
Pounds.
That's a bull.
Good.
All right, Johnny D, take us home.
Well,
where are we at from the Bible?
Oops, I had it. Anyway, I like Chick-fil-A, too.
Amen.
And we should get rid of
Let's go to
Burger
Chick-fil-A
King.
Right now.
Well, I'll read a Bible verse, and then I'm in. Proverbs 18:22. This is for all our listeners. We got a little heavy today. Hey, let us know if you like the news stories and what we thought about them. I thought that was a fun segment.
Hey, another thing may be cool, too. Shoot us your favorite Bible verses.
That's it.
Yeah. Some people do that. Yeah, we get a lot of Bible verses in.
Yeah, shoot us your favorite one.
But
you're in Proverbs, but you're in good country.
Good country.
I typically try and I'm trying to find a verse with
those. I got me some
brownie points
read it,
the other day.
Read it.
On our anniversary, I give Paula a sweet little note, and then I put Proverbs 31. I think it's 15 to the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said she's a Proverbs 31 woman.
That's right.
I got one of those too, and I thought about reading a verse from Proverbs 31. But I'm going to go with Proverbs 18:22 because I think all the men in here will agree with it. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. I like that's just sweet
amen.
And simple.
Maybe
hey, does it need to have anything else said?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
So get with your woman. Stick with her.
That's right.
See you in heaven.
Yep. And then, hey, it's for one time only. Mm-hmm. That's for your entire life.
Because that's what you said.
And that's what the vowel was, boys.
And that's a ding. And we'll see y'all next week right here in the Duck Call.
Like and subscribe,
like
boys.
And subscribe.
Hit that bell.